You're not meant to look at me like that. I caught you. This time I caught you. I caught you looking at me. And oh, way that you definitely should not be looking at me. I liked it though. I liked the way you were looking at me. It made me feel. Made me feel very unprincess-like. Which is a bit of a miracle, given the weight of this crown. I can barely walk in it, let alone dance. But I don't have to worry about that, do I? Not with you here, my dance instructor. Oh no, I don't have to worry about dancing in this heavy crown. Not with you to teach me how to dance. Only you haven't. At all. No, you haven't. You haven't taught me one single dance step. Oh. Non-traditional methods of teaching. See, I bought that for the first month, maybe even the second. But it's been 5 months. The wedding is in 4 days and I can't dance. And my stepmother is, well, she's curious. I know that face. I recognize that face. That's the face of someone who's done something they shouldn't. Oh no. Oh no. What have you done? What have you done that my stepmother is not going to like? Don't lie to me. Please don't lie to me. One of the things I like most about you is that you don't lie. You just don't tell the truth. You avoid it. You avoid it with grace. As a dance instructor should. But you never lie to me. And everyone lies to me. Everyone. My stepmother lies when she says that she didn't kill my father. The courtiers lie when they say they're not scared of my mother. And I lie when I say that I want to get married. But you don't lie. So please don't start now. No, you can't avoid the truth either. Tricky, tricky. Not quite as graceful as you usually are. Did I catch you out? I almost didn't ask. I almost didn't say anything. Such a lovely night. This part of the city is so quiet. No guards. No watching eyes. Just us. It's almost romantic. Almost. I can't be romantic, can it? I'm to be wed. I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to be romantic with anyone other than my intended. Why do I have to be honest? Why do I have to answer your questions? I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you whether I want to be romantic with you. Not until you tell me the truth. Which truth? Tricky. So damn tricky. Why haven't you taught me how to dance? Are you serious? Are you actually serious? You're serious. You are. You don't know how to dance. How can you not know how to dance? You're a dance instructor. You're not. I'm pretty sure you are. What does a dance instructor do? Okay, I'll play. They teach people how to dance. No, you haven't taught me how to dance. So I guess you're not a dance instructor. What are you then? Okay. Okay, I'll answer your question. Do I want to be romantic with you? Yes, I do. I want to be ever so romantic with you. See, I can't answer that. Not until you answer my question. What are you if you're not a dance instructor? You know how I said, you know how I said that I liked that you didn't lie? I've changed my mind. Why? Because you just told me that you're an assassin and you're not lying. No, don't touch me. Oh no, if I scream now, one will hear me. Not here, not in this part of the city. Oh, what have you done? What have you done? Oh, you're not going to kill me. You're not going to kill me, are you? Because you're still telling the truth. You're an assassin, but you're not going to kill me. Answer your question. Answer your Are you actually serious right now? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do I like you? I like my dance instructor. Oh, I like them far too much. I liked them in a way that I really shouldn't. That's why I wanted to be romantic with them. But not you. Oh no, not you, because you're an assassin. And you have been not quite lying to me, but not telling the truth. That graceful dodging of the truth. Suddenly it's far more sinister. You're not going to hurt me. Too late. You're an assassin. And I'm not stupid. I pretend to be. Safer. With a murderous stepmother. Pretending to be dumb. A pretty princess with nothing in her head. That's why I'm still alive. But it does have its downside. My impending marriage. No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about my wedding. We're talking about the fact that I'm not dumb. And there's only one reason why an assassin pretends to be a dance instructor. It's to get close to their target. Oh, it's perfect. You're so clever. So, so sly. Congratulations. And yet, I'm not dead. And you're not going to kill me. You're not going to hurt me apart from breaking my heart. Slip of the tongue. Stressful situation. I'm alone with an assassin. It's no wonder I'm stressed. Were you going to kill me? No. No more games. No more tit for tat. Were you going to kill me? Yes. You were hired to kill me. You came here to kill me. I fell into your trap. I just walked straight into it. And yet I'm not dead. Why? Why am I not dead? I have a feeling that you're a very good assassin. Oh, you're the best. Of course you are. And yet, I'm still alive. And it's not for lack of opportunity. You've had months of opportunity. Yet here I am, still breathing, still alive. Why am I still alive? Oh. And there is the lie. The first lie, but still a lie. Oh, it's not a lie, is it? You're in love with me. I'm alive because you're in love with me. And that's not a lie. How do I know it's not a lie? You're an assassin, a killer. You lie for money. Oh, you don't lie, you just dance around the truth. I thought you said you didn't know how to dance. No. Don't you dare. Don't you dare take my hand. You want to teach me to dance. You've just confessed that you're not a dance instructor. That you are in fact an assassin, sent to kill me. And now you want me to take your hand so you can teach me how to dance. What am I doing? I'm taking your hand. Why? Because perhaps the Dumb Princess Act wasn't completely an act. This isn't dancing. No, this isn't dancing. How do I know? Well, I've seen people dance. And you're far too close, and there's no space between us, and you're so, so close, and all you have beautiful eyes for an assassin. I was reminding myself that you're an assassin. You're not the person I thought you were. You're not the person I fell. Full your lies. Okay, I won't lie to you. You're not the person I fell in love with. You're not the person who led me across the rooftops. Who gave me a taste of freedom. Who gave me a taste of life. You're not the person I fell in love with. Because you're an assassin. It's not just a word. You are going to kill me. You are going to kill me. You're right, you didn't. And that just means that you're a shitty assassin. And you're a shitty dance instructor. Because this isn't dancing. This is treason. No, I didn't kiss you. You kissed me. I definitely didn't kiss you. Because you're an assassin and I'm a princess. And that would be unseemly. You taste like honey cake. I'm getting married. Well, I thought I should mention it since we just kissed. Well, you see, I'm not getting married to you. And also, your employers are soon going to realize that I'm still very much alive. I'm pretty sure they'll dress like my stepmother. And that's a really bad thing. Run away. Oh no, not only are you a terrible assassin, a fake dance instructor, you're absolutely crazy. I have terrible taste. I have awful taste. I think it must be catching. The being crazy. Because I'm about to say yes. This is such a bad idea. This is such a dumb princess move. Falling in love with an assassin. I love you. And this is a really bad idea. But I love you. So, I guess we're running away. What a pity. I was so looking forward to my wedding. Well, I can't get married. I'm running away. Did you just propose to me? Yes. I'm going to do another very dumb princess move. I'm going to say yes. Oh, and I used to think I was so smart. When do we go? On my wedding night. Yeah, definitely crazy. Absolutely crazy. You are crackers. You are. Are you sure? About what? I don't know about this. Are you sure you're an assassin and not a dance instructor? Am I sure? I'm not sure about anything apart from the fact that I love you. Never lie to me. Never lie and never dance around the truth again. Just tell me the truth. Even if it hurts, even if it's ugly, even if it's to save me pain. Just tell me the truth. Okay. We should get back. Unless you want to run away right now, we could just. You have a plan. Did you also have a plan to kill me? You did. And that worked out well, so. No, I'm sure you have a fantastic plan. A plan that involves me getting married and running away on my wedding night. Not before my wedding. On my wedding night. When the castle is going to be full of people. Eyes everywhere. Yeah. Definitely crazy. But so am I, because I trust you. I love you. And that is the dumbest princess move of all. We should go.